Hello and welcome to the first podcast of the year from Podminions. This is the third and final part of a mini-series called From Here to There, documenting the stories from a city-wide performing arts project called From Here to There, with here being Birmingham and there being Lyon, France. Over half term, some of the Podminions and students from across Birmingham went to Lyon for a week to visit the School of Music there. We sent Rory to see how everything went.
Bonjour, and welcome to the second part of the Here to There project. I come to you from the roof of a youth hostel in Lyon, overlooking the beautiful city of Lyon. We have been here for a whole week in the Here to There project, which has been amazing, where we have been making a film with lots of crazy, wacky dancing. And Humza Chowdhury, the legendary Humza, how are you?
I'm fine, very well, actually.
And what are your thoughts on the trip and the whole Here to There project film?
It has been an absolutely fantastic experience. Oh my god, it's like, oh, no regrets, number one. Would never have missed this for the world. And, oh, it's just all sorts of emotions. I have never laughed so much in a week. Lyon is such a wonderful place, and I'm so glad
Is it better than Birmingham? That is the big question. Is Lyon better than Birmingham?
Well, I'm glad we're twinned with Birmingham, and I think to some extent...
We're
twinned with Birmingham.
Yeah, no. You're a Brummy, mate. We're twinned with Lyon.
We're twinned with Lyon.
That's good.
I'm glad Lyon and Birmingham are twinned, but... Yeah, I do think, to some extent, Lyon is better than Birmingham. I know, shock horror.
And what are your thoughts on the whole contemporary dance? Because that is very strange, you do have to admit.
I think, unlike a lot of my peers, I've enjoyed the contemporary dance. I found it weird, I do admit. It's been an experience, though, it really has. Contemporary dance, it's just been... très bizarre. It's been bizarre, but at the same time, it's been fun. It's definitely been fun, and we've definitely produced some really creative and positive work.
Will you ever come back to Lyon?
Definitely. Before I'm 18, I'm making a promise to myself that I will come back to Lyon and see Marianne again. With John. Avec yep. John.
Yay! Yes, we'll go together and then we'll like go see Marianne and actually get to see the city properly, because there's so much to see here. You can't.
Can I come?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, if you want to, Rory.
High five.
Yes.
With me now is the legendary John Brown, who might I just say is looking rather like Jimi Hendrix tonight. John Brown, how are you?
Well, Rory, I'm really good tonight, and well, I'm feeling absolutely brilliant tonight. It's been, what an experience, what can I say? And when I first came here, closed mind. But now it's really open and it's built my confidence and all sorts. I've really like taken a lot out of this project.
Like what?
Well, at any rate, yeah. Well, but first of all, I suppose it's built my confidence, because when I first came here, I thought, oh, dancing with a bunch of crazy French people isn't exactly my idea of fun.
John Brown, what did you find interesting on the trip?
Well, personally, what I favoured the most was working with Greg. You know, he's a very good guitarist, you know. Hell of a lot better than me, and hopefully when I'm at his age I can be at his standard. And you know, that was good because we got to jam, and it's one of the only opportunities I've been able to really jam with another musician other than my guitar teacher. Yes. And the acting was also extremely fun, and I used to love acting, and probably, you know, jamming with Greg, who's a very talented guitarist, better than myself. And at any rate, yeah, it was very interesting to be able to jam with another guitarist who you know, he's very good, and he's able to pick up chords quite fast, because that's probably the most best, because I've been able to learn from him, and hopefully I can take something away from the experience with Greg, and you know, improve myself as a better guitarist myself.
And any low points
at first, the contemporary dance, for example, Marianne's unorthodox warm-up regimes weren't exactly high points this holiday, but in the end I ended up enjoying them and having a good time. You know, there's not much more to say than, you know, that in the end I did enjoy it, even though I came with a very closed mind.
Thanks for listening to the third part of our mini-series called From Here to There. For more information, visit our soon-to-be-updated website, www.podminions.co.uk, or email us at contact@podminions.co.uk. Thanks for listening.